The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
As the team cleared out their lockers at the close of the 2024-2025 season, I spoke with Alex Wennberg about his first year in San Jose, his offseason plans, and the future for the Sharks. All right, we are here with Alex Wennberg at the finish of the 2024-2025 season. So let's go big picture. How did you feel about your game this year?
No, I mean, it's been a good year. Obviously, roles changed a little bit. Started playing one kind of role. Granlund, Trey kind of like switched it up a little bit for me. And then, it's a long season, a lot of different games. But for me, I feel like coming into a new team, there's a lot of, in the beginning, get a feel for it. You find role and you find kind of like what you're good at to do in a team. So after a few games, coming into it, I feel like get more and more comfortable. And I mean, and down the stretch here, I feel like it's a lot of fun playing as well.
Yeah, I have to imagine there's probably a sense that you're frustrated, A, that the team's not going into the postseason, but it did feel the later and later that we got into the season, the better the team got overall.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not the result we want. I feel like no one's going to look at this and say this is how we're going to play as an organization. So it's a lot of things that we can learn from. A lot of things could be better. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, I'm still enjoying playing hockey. It's a lot of great teammates right there, coaches and all that. So I have a lot of fun coming in. For me, coming in, new team, family settles in. I see a lot of positive things from it. So more excited about what's coming ahead. So that's a great start.
Is it frustrating to have the early end to the season, whereas in past seasons you have been in the postseason?
I mean, I think this is way too early. Obviously, playoff is, that's why you play the game as well. You want to win. So it's not a result that you want to be happy with. So some of what you can do right now, you can just learn and get better from it. But like we were talking about, it's a learning process right now. Obviously, I don't think anyone right here want to have this day right now where you have all these exit meetings and all this kind of stuff. You want to push it back further. But, I mean, obviously, you get a full summer to work at it.
And yeah. I know that, obviously, the goal this year in terms of wins and losses was not met. I'm sure you wanted many more wins. But, you know, the vibe around the team, people talk about how good the team has been in terms of chemistry, guys getting along. Even amidst the losses, you guys are smiling out there at practice. And then you're putting forth great efforts. When guys talk to you this offseason and they ask you about San Jose, they're going to say, yeah, you guys didn't have a lot of wins, but it feels like there's something good brewing here. What are you going to tell them, potentially, if they're thinking about coming to San Jose?
No, I mean, I only have positive things to say. Obviously, like you said, but it's a lot of moving pieces. But we have guys, trades, and then trading dental obviously was a huge trade right there. So, but not only that, guys that came in, everyone's working like really hard out there. We didn't give up at all. I mean, obviously, we've been out of playoff for a while, but till the last game, it feels like we really battled all the way through. So the character this team shows and the willingness to get better, and not only that, like the willingness to not give up, I think is right there. So if guys ask about it, I feel like there's so many good parts about it. And if you want to be part of something that's going to grow in and like be a really successful team, I think it's right.
Was it fun for you to watch all the young players this year have their opportunities, like Macklin and Will and Colin and Cam and Shakir and all, you know, that could keep on going, but was it fun to watch them get that opportunity to remind you of when you were a younger player?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, coming in right now, you have, and they had all the pressure in the world. I mean, Mac and Will, if you talk about them, but just to see how they evolved during the season. I mean, obviously, you get tossed into the best league in the world, and you just kind of have to adjust and play, but such a pros and such a player, so it's just gonna be so much fun even following in their future. But then, like you said, Graffer comes up, he's doing a hell of a job as well. Other young guys, like even at the end of the last month here with Lundy coming in, it's just fun to see, like, you've been in their shoes, like it's a totally different world, but like everyone's just coming in as so good players. So as an older guy, obviously you have a different perspective of it, but you can also see them young guys and kind of like remember the good old days if you talk.
Yeah. What about your plans for the off season? Do you take a couple weeks off and just spend time with the family? What's your plan?
No, I mean, I extended the season playing World Championship. Right,
yeah,
now.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So going to Sweden, it's at home as well. So that's going to be a really fun experience to kind of like extend the season a little bit longer as well. But other than that, I mean, for me, family, it's what I have the highest priority. So when the season is over, I'm going to spend as much time with them, hang out with the kids and then obviously with friends and all that. So the mindset is just kind of like enjoy the time as much as you can when you're home and then get ready for the next one.
After the Worlds, how much time do you usually take off from the ice?
I usually try to give as much rest as I can, but I always kind of like get eager to get back to it as well. So I give it 2 or 3 weeks tops, but it could be even sooner. But right now, like, I mean, my season is not done yet, so I'm going to keep going at it and keep taking it.
And as a final one for you, how did your family like California life?
They loved it. I mean, my family, I mean, obviously, it's always tough to move and all that, but we really enjoyed it. Just to see our family grow right here and creating all these memories and not only that, but just the life here in general in California, San Jose, we really had a good time. So it's been a great first year. We're really looking forward to the next one.
Wendy, man, I will let you go because I know you've got a meeting, but it's been great having you here in San Jose, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in the fall. All right, man?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for more coverage out of the final media availabilities of the season and all offseason long as we now turn to the NHL Draft Lottery, the draft itself, and NHL Free Agency. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.
It's Wendberg down the right, moving and shooting it. He scores! Alex Wendberg breaking down the right side, scores the 100th goal of his National Hockey League career.